So from what Rav Yonatan tells me, Rav Yonatan Shai tells me, you guys have already learned these Rambams, and this is basically a shir to be misakein, to summarize and to understand. Just in general, the Rambam is a great limud to get a very big overall picture, while at the same time, it's more ta'amu uru'u. It's the first taste of something, and basically the Rambam is really only appreciated if you develop the Rambam afterwards and you see where the Rambam goes into other different understandings and where the Rambam's opinion specifically is and where others differ with him. But basically we're learning two of the most important sections of the Rambam, Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, which the name itself already shows how important it is, the fundamentals of the Torah, as well as Hilchot Deot, which we'll try to understand exactly what the word Deot means. How would you guys translate Deot? Huh? Opinion? Characteristics? Good, we'll see. So let's begin. Firstly, this does not begin the Rambam in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam Mishneh Torah really begins with the Sefer HaMitzvah. There's a good reason why it's printed in many editions right before. The Rambam wrote Sefer HaMitzvah as an introduction to the Mishneh Torah. And the Rambam also has an introduction, a Hakdama, the Mishneh Torah, which is very worth reading. He goes through a little bit of the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh. What exactly is the Masorah of Torah Shebaal Peh? How was the 40 generations between Moshe Rabbeinu and the conclusion of the Talmud, conclusion of the Gemara by Ravina and Ravashi? He counts all the generations and explains there that someone who learns Torah al-Pi the Masorah, someone who learns Torah al-Pi the tradition, is in essence going directly back to Har Sinai, where Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the Torah directly from Hashem. So it's worth reading that, and afterwards he has a kitzur to the Sefer HaMitzvot, and he has a little postscript there as well, which is also worth reading. There he mentions Hanukkah and Purim, so it's very pertinent even for our day and age. But let's go through the halachos himself. In order to very quickly do a chazar of the Rambam, the easiest thing to do is to look at the top. Right before the Rambam starts his halachot, there's something called the Minyan HaMitzvot. Before the halachot, it's also known as the koteret, as if the title. There the Rambam describes what the mitzvot he's going to discuss in this area of the halacha. So you see in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah he discusses 10 different mitzvot. It's important to look at that because sometimes when you read the halacha you don't always notice that the Rambam is referring to specific halacha. But let's begin. The Rambam seems to define here what are called the Yisodei HaTorah, the Yisodot Emunah, the foundations of faith, the fundamental facets of faith. The question is where it comes from. Yisod ha-yisodot va'amud chachamot leida sheyesh sham matzui yishon. The Rambam says that it is the foundation of foundations, and this is Rosh Tevot for Yud Kei Vav Kei, as in many editions the Yud Hei Vav Hei are big. The fundamental of all fundamentals, the Rambam wants to tell you, the beginning of everything, the foundation of the Torah you want to start to learn is leida, is to know sheyesh sham matzui yishon. Now the question is, what exactly is this leida, to know? The Rambam here is seemingly defining the mitzvah of emunah. But the Rambam does not use the term emunah. The Rambam does not say there's a mitzvah lehaamin. Now, if I would ask you guys, what does the word lehaamin mean? What would you say?
Belief.
To believe. That's what we would normally translate. To believe is to know. They're identical, Eitan?
No.
What's the difference? Okay, that's how I would have thought as well, a long time ago. But, when I mean long time, I mean like last week. But the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, when defining the first of all mitzvot, again, the Rambam is starting from the beginning, the most important. The first of all mitzvot, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, anyone know what it is? It's the mitzvah lehaamin. What you would translate Rav Eitan as? The belief. And therefore, because of this, there was a major question asked by number Meforshim, already Meforshim on the Rambam. What is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah leida or the mitzvah is lahamin? Is the mitzvah to know of all the things we're about to see in the Rambam that you have to know about God? Is the mitzvah to know of God's existence, etc.? Is the mitzvah lahamin, to believe? That is the assumption of all those who ask the question. And because of this, a number of different explanations have developed in order to understand exactly what the mitzvah of the emunah is all about. What level of knowledge do I need in order to be considered a ma'amin? There's only one problem. The Sefer HaMitzvah is written in what language? Anyone know?
Arabic.
And it was translated. And there's good reason to believe, the Franco Rambam in Sefer Ma'ad already points out, there's good reason to believe that that's not a proper translation of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah. It could be that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah really means Leda. What's the confusion based upon? The Rambam used there a word which could be interpreted in one of two ways. A word that could be, the Rambam did not use the classic Arabic word for Leda, for knowledge, nor did he use the classic Arabic word for Lahamin, as one would normally translate it as to believe. The Rambam used a word that could mean one of two things. It could either mean to know, or it could either mean to believe. And because of that, confusion centered, and there was, many understood, a stira in the Rambam. What level of knowledge you need. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, it seems you only need to believe. Right? As Eitan translated, what's to believe mean? Your thoughts on the matter. You don't necessarily know 100%. However, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, which was written later, there the Rambam said you need later. So firstly, there might not be a stira. Even if there is a stira, so then there are a whole bunch of explanations. Maybe there are certain levels of emunah where knowledge is necessary. The basics, knowing there's a God, etc., their knowledge is necessary. Afterwards, emunah. Beyond that, knowing the deeper things about God are actually emunah. However, we're going to explain just very quickly. This is all, especially not doing justice. The Rambam writes at the end of Perek Dalet of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah that everything he's mentioned here is like a drop in the ocean. So it's literally a drop in the ocean of what could be mentioned on the topic. So we're doing a drop of a drop in the ocean. But basically, I'll share with you a couple of the most important basic questions on the issue of emunah in the Rambam, in my understanding. And with that, we'll try to go further. And that is as follows. There's two major questions in two opposing directions. How could there be a mitzvah of emunah? The Rambam counts a mitzvah of emunah in the Sefer HaMitzvot. Comes the Ramban, and the Ramban points out that the Bahag, the Baal HaLachot Gedolo, one of the Gaonim, earlier did not count the mitzvah. And the Ramban there develops two basic reasons why, offhand, why the Bahag might not have counted a mitzvah of emunah. Clearly, without emunah, without a God, there's nothing to talk about mitzvah. But the Ramban says, for that exact reason, there's good reason to believe that there is no mitzvah of emunah to be counted in the minyan mitzvah. By counting something in the minyan mitzvah, what are you basically saying? It's a mitzvah like other mitzvot. But if emunah is a prerequisite for all other mitzvot, without a mitzvah, without a God who could command you, you can't imagine any mitzvah, you can't imagine any command, so therefore, how could anyone count in the minyan mitzvah emunah? That would be putting it on par with all the other mitzvot, which are basically dependent upon the mitzvah of emunah. Number one. Number two. And therefore the Ramban says the Baha'i didn't count the mitzvah of emunah because emunah is a prerequisite for all other mitzvahs. Secondly, the Ramban says the Baha'i might not account to the mitzvah of emunah because there is no tzivu. There is no command in the mitzvah of emunah. Now, this question on the Rambam is not such a question because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah clearly counts mitzvah that aren't a tzivu, that aren't a command. But we're going to see soon that the Rambam seemingly understood that the mitzvah of emunah and the way he defines it definitely solves both these problems of the Rambam. And that is as follows. There are two general questions asked in opposing directions. How could you count the mitzvah of emunah? Some ask the mitzvah of emunah, by definition, cannot be commanded for the simple reason that, think about it, I'm commanding you to believe that I exist as a commander. If you believe that God exists, so then you don't need the command. And if you don't believe that God exists, so someone commanding you to believe that he exists isn't going to do anything for you. How could one imagine a mitzvah command of emunah? Number one. In the opposite direction, others ask, the mitzvah of emunah is so basic. It's so blatant. Anyone who looks out in the world and sees the amazing, wondrous miracles of nature in the world, anyone is going to say, for sure there's a God. And therefore, how could you have a mitzvah which is so basic, which is so self-evident? That question is brought in the Avi Ezri, Rosh Shach Sefer and Hilchot Tshuva. And Rav Shach says that he asked his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, the Griz, that question. And the Griz said, I myself was about that question. I asked my father, who was his father? Reb Chaim. And he explains as follows. So the Reb Chaim explains as follows. The basic level of Emuna is so basic that you don't need any command. The fact that God exists, that you don't need any command whatsoever. However, there are certain understandings of God and a deeper understanding of God that requires some type of emuna. In terms of that, we can't understand everything. To know that there is a creator to the world, that it's not part of the mitzvah because it's so basic. In the Sefer Mitzvot HaMelech is a very nice sefer on Sefer HaMitzvot. There he describes the mitzvah of emuna, the first mitzvah. And he says that based upon this understanding of Rav Shach, one could possibly, that Rav Shach quotes B'Shem Reb Chaim, one could possibly understand the stira between emuna and das. Leida, the basic knowledge that a person has to have, that level of knowledge is in that which is very easily understandable to me. Emuna, which is this, one might call it something that we don't know 100%, maybe a little element of a leap of faith involved, that is on the things which are deeper, of deeper understanding, and because those are deeper understanding, therefore, on those halachot, on those levels of knowledge, we require a little bit of emuna. Those are not things we can understand 100%. So explains the Sefer Mitzvot HaMelech. The only difficulty is that the Rambam uses the word yidia only, and only yidia in Perek Aleph of Hilchot Yesodei Torah. The Rambam only speaks about knowledge. Problem number one. He doesn't differentiate between levels that you need yidia and levels that you require emuna. And number two, the Rambam also, or let's say before the Rambam, the word emuna might not be defined properly. All the questions surrounding the Rambam are based upon the premise that the word emuna means belief. I will tell you that the word emuna does not mean belief. How will we know what the word emuna means? You have to look in the Torah, look at the source. Where does the word emuna appear in the Torah? So firstly we have emuna by, the first ma'amin was Avram Avinu. What's it say? Ve'amin ba'ashem v'yachshever lo tztaka. Who were the next ma'aminim? The Jewish people. When were the Jewish people described as ma'aminim? Huh? Even before Yamsuf? When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to tell them that he's sent? So it says, Vayamein Ha'am. For that reason, what are we called? Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, says the Gemara. Anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, because we, the Jewish people, are ma'aminim, the son of the original ma'amin, the son of? Huh?
That's refused,
no? No, no. They went for it at the beginning. Till Moshe Rabbeinu came back and said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'heim lo yaminu li." Because of that, he got tzarat. But Moshe Rabbeinu, besides that, there was emuna. Afterwards, the next level of emuna is Kriyas Yamsuf, and afterwards, the next level of emuna is Matan Torah, which we're going to see soon, is the end of Hilchot Yesodei Torah. V'gam v'chaya aminu la'olam. The element of emuna we're going to see is going to be brought in the later parts of Hilchot Yesodei Torah, but it's not brought in at the beginning. Both the words Yediyah and Emunah, I think, have to be re-understood. Firstly, Yediyah. What does Yediyah mean? Yediyah does not mean knowledge in the back of your mind. What is Yediyah? The Sefer Evin Shesia on Yoni Yugimli Kari Emunah points out that the word Yediyah is from Vayeda Adam Eschava Ishto. Yediyah in the biblical sense, knowledge in the biblical sense, is an intimate relationship. Yediyah means that you have an intimate knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Yediyah. It means that the knowledge that I have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu formulates my life. When we go back to the Rambam guiding principle in life is Yediyah Hashem. It's what starts his Sefer HaMitzvot, it's what starts Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, and it's what ends the entire Rambam. The Rambam begins with Yediyah Hashem. You look at the end of Hilchos Malachim, the last halach in the Rambam. The Rambam is speaking about Yemos HaMashiach, and he quotes the famous song, might be before your time, Lo Nisavu HaChachamim VaNevim Yemos HaMashiach. The Chacham and the Nevi'im, they did not desire Moshe Mashiach in order to rule. They did desire, but not in order to rule the world, etc. But in order to be Pnuyim v'Torah v'Chachmasa, to have time to learn Torah and Chachma. And in the last halacha, it says in the times of Moshe Hamashiach, which we're trying to reach for this exact reason, we're going to have a lot of good, etc. V'lo yi'eise kol ha'olam el ladas es Hashem v'lvad. Everyone involved, everyone who merits to live at that time, will only desire to know God. Ulefikach yu Yisrael chachamim gedolim, v'yodim dvarim astumim, v'yasigu dat boram kefikach adam. And therefore people will get a tremendous amount of das. They'll be able to understand things. They'll have all their time to focus on really knowing God. She'enemar, he quotes the pasuk that we quote in Tashlich, ki mala ha'aretz dea et Hashem, kamayim liyam lechasim. The whole world will be filled with dea of Hashem. The Rambam's basis is the pursuit of a lifetime, which is at the same time the pursuit of the world, to bring the world towards Yimod HaMashiach, is Yediyas Hashem. And Yediyas Hashem is not some knowledge that lies in the back of our mind, but it's knowledge that we connect to. It's an intimate knowledge. Emuna is, to a certain degree, even more than that. The word Emuna appears in the Torah when Moshe Rabbeinu was holding his hands up during the battle of the Jewish people against Amalek. Moshe Rabbeinu is on the mountain. Vayihi yadav emuna ad bo hashamash. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were emuna. What does emuna mean? Unwavering. Moshe Rabbeinu's emuna is a type of strength that nothing in the world could go and bring it down. Emuna means that you have a certain amount of knowledge which is so clear to you. It's not mere belief. It's way beyond even the basic knowledge that you have an intimate relationship with. Emuna is an unwavering type of understanding that nothing in the world could convince you otherwise, because you're so clear. Something which you know so clearly in the world. One of the tests, psychological tests, that were developed in how to see how people's understanding is affected by their surroundings, which the Rambam is going to discuss soon, we're going to see, is that you go and you put one in a room and you ask him the most basic questions in the world. 2 plus 2. 2 plus 4. And everyone else in the room answers the wrong answer. And you see, they're all placed there, etc. And you see whether this individual will give in. And the majority of individuals will even give in. And will start to say, if everyone else said 2 plus 2 is 5, they'll say 2 plus 2 is 5 also. Even things which are so basic. The concept of emuna is, number one, an unwavering understanding, where you know that no other thing in the world can convince you otherwise. Secondly, and this is what we say, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema, says Rav Kook in his Perush on the Siddur. What is Ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema? It's you take that unwavering knowledge and you make it part of your life. Ani ma'amin, I have this unwavering understanding, and now be'emuna shlema means I ingest it into every part, inject it into every part of my life. That is the emuna that the Rambam is speaking about in Hilchot Yesod HaTorah. And the Rambam here speaks about Yediyah at the end of the Halach, who used the term emuna.
How can you say that the mitzvah of emuna is an unwavering kind of belief? I don't want to use the word belief, but what you just described it as, if part of Judaism is to question everything you faith, is to constantly question.
We'll see. Judaism is to constantly question, but to know, and at the same time to realize that there are certain questions that aren't worth asking, because the answers to the questions themselves are based upon certain things. So the Rambam is going to describe in a moment that there is a limit, because certain questions people ask, by definition, aren't going to go for real answers. Things that are, by definition, wrong, but can be confusing to a person, certain elements of Avodah Zarah, etc., Al-Tifnu El-Alilim, the Rambam understands, the Rambam, all people, the Rambam understands, there are certain things you can't even study, because they're just going to confuse you. The Sefer Re'ei Emuna, Moshe Shapiro would explain beautifully there, the Rambam understands certain things are just fantasy. Certain things are built upon things that make absolutely no sense, but are built upon trying to convince someone of something that they know is not logical, try to make them logical. The Rambam says those things you can't even learn. That's the basis of most of Avodah Zarah, you can't even learn. However, back to our back to our Ishvan, this is where the Rambam comes. The Rambam, when developing Yediyah and the mitzvah of Emunah, solves both problems of the Bahag, as discussed by the Ramban. We pointed out the Ramban says the Bahag didn't describe the mitzvah, didn't quote the mitzvah of Emunah, because number one, it's a basis for the entire Torah, and number two, it's because why? It's the basis of the entire Torah, and there's no tzivui, there's no command. According to the Rambam, there is a command. And the basis of the moon that God created the world is basic. If we have more time, we could very clearly prove it. But that's basic, and what Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman explains, Aregal Achas, is that the mitzvah of the moon is in essence not to take the bride. Not to think otherwise, because it's easy. It's easy for a person to say, oh, there is no God, because then he doesn't have to do all these things that at first, without understanding them, he doesn't want to do. And therefore, the mitzvah of Emunah is not to take the shochad, to basically approach the issue with an open mind. You approach the issue with an open mind, you see, you look at the world, you look at how amazing the world is, and the more science advances, the more they understand even better how the world is clearly created by a divine source. Therefore, the mitzvah of Emunah is to accept what you know is 100% true. But the mitzvah of Yediyah is beyond that. The mitzvah of Emunah, the Rambam says, comes from the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeitich Meretz Mitzrayim Beit Avadim. Where is it described in that pasuk? The mitzvah of Emunah? It's not. It's described, you have to know, before you're mekayim any mitzvahs, at the beginning of the Aser Adibrot, you have to know who I am. The mitzvah of Emunah, of course, the Rambam is to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's what the Rambam described in the first four prakim of Hilcha Yisod Yator. The Rambam takes the Mishnah on the Sefer Chagiga, which speaks about two things, Maaseh Bereishit and Maaseh Merkava, and the Rambam comes and says, these two things you must know. Maaseh Bereishit is basically the physics of how the world exists, and Maaseh Merkava is the physics of how the world exists, and Maaseh Merkava is what they call the metaphysics, how that in the spiritual world, how that affects everything that goes on. And the Rambam understands the mitzvah of the Emunah is to know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Not just to know He exists, but to know who He is in a way where you have this intimate knowledge that comes to the point of unwavering understanding and being able to live your life based upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the beginning of Hilcha Yesod HaTorah. That is the foundation of the Torah. So just very quickly, what does that entail? So the Rambam tells us as follows. The Rambam tells us that in Halacha Dalet, Perek Aleph, Hu She'Navi Omer V'Hashem Elokim Emet. Hu Levado Emet Ve'in La'acher Emet Kamitato. The Rambam says, the first thing you have to know is that God is truth. What does it mean that God is truth? So the Rambam explains, the only thing that really exists in the world, in the sense that it exists without a force acting upon it at that moment, keeping it alive, is God. Everything else in the world is dependent. And therefore the Rambam says nothing else has a true existence in comparison to God. And the Rambam understands that this is what Ein Od Milvado. Yadata Yom Vashivota Levecha Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od, we say every day. Ata Hareta Ladat Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Milvado, both in the same Perek, Dvarim Perek Lamed in the Torah. We say, Nusach Sfarad says, when you take out the Torah, Nusach Ashkenaz says on Simcha Torah, but basically, Ein Od Mavado is a fundamental pasuk describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relation to the world. The Chachmei Kabbalah understood it in one way, the Rambam understood it in a different way, but when all is said and done, the mitzvah of Ein Od Mavado is the understanding that according to the Rambam, everything in the world is dependent other than God. The only thing therefore that really exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam goes on to understand that this is the mitzvah in Halacha Vav, V'yidiyat Davar Zem, mitzvah Raseh, Shenemra Anochi Hashem Lokech. Anochi Hashem Lokech is a mitzvah to know this. And what does that entail? V'chol amala al dato, sheyesham eloa acher chutz mizeh, over b'lo taseh. Shenemra lo yelecha Elohim acher mimal panai. The first two of the Aseret HaDibrot, according to the Rambam, are entailed here. The mitzvah of Emunah, of knowing God, and secondly, the Isser of even thinking that there are other gods. And then the Rambam goes on to describe who is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no body. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no body, so then the Rambam has to define, well, why are there so many psukim that seem on the simple explanation to understand that God has a body? And therefore the Rambam says in Halacha Chet, Harei Mefurash B'Torah V'Neviim She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Guf U'Gviyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no body. And he proves it. She'nemer Ki Hashem Hu Elokim B'Shamayim Yimav Al Aretz Mitachat V'Guf Lo Yeh B'Shnei HaMekumot. If God had a goof, if God had a body, it cannot be in the heavens and the earth. And therefore God must not have a body, and a number of other proofs. And therefore the Rambam is bothered by the simple question, if that's true, why are there so many psukim that are mashma otherwise? So what does the Rambam say? Huh? Allegorical Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. The Torah described things in a language that man could understand. And therefore the Rambam said it's very important, it's one of the Rambam's Ikari Amunah, that God does not have a body. But at the same time, to understand that these psukim are written differently. Now the Rambam goes on to say in Perek Bet that understanding who God is serves another purpose for another mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and in relation also Yiras Hashem. The Rambam says that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu Akel HaGibur V'Hanora, which is going to use soon also in Shemos Hashem, description of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a mitzvah La'ahavo U'Liyira Oto. There's a mitzvah to love him and liyiroto. Very important. The Rambam never says that there's a mitzvah of yiras Hashem. There's always a mitzvah of yira oto or yira mimenu. The Rambam understands. Think about it. Anyone who has ideas, tell you possible idea I have on the matter. But basically, the Rambam, you can love God, but liyira is from God or to God. And the Rambam understands, how do you come to this ahava? And here the Rambam again is a little different than he is in Sefer HaMitzvah. In Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam describes more of the looking into the Torah. Seeing the greatness of the Torah will bring you to Avas Hashem. Here the Rambam says, B'shah she'iz bonin ha'adam b'masav u'gruav ha'niflaim ha'gdolim v'yira me'en chachmaso she'en la'erech v'lokeitz miyad u'oev u'meshabeach u'mefar u'mit'ave taiva gedola le'idah Hashem ha'god. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is when you go and you look out into the world and you see the magnificence of creation, so then, if your mind's straight, what you're going to do is you're going to develop this tremendous desire to know God. And remember, what's the Yesod HaTorah? To know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And therefore, if you want to know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you're going to go on and see the world. And now the Rambam says, well, what are you going to see when you look at this world? And here the Rambam goes on to describe the world as he understands it. You guys did Perek Bet, Gimon Dalet? All of them?
No.
You skipped them? So just our regal achas, I'll tell you two things. In it, the Rambam understood that a person is developed part of a goof as well as a neshama, a nefesh. Rambam uses the two words nefesh and neshama a little differently, but there are two parts to a person's existence. The Rambam understands that the Tzelem Elokim, the part, the uniqueness, the part of God put in every individual is his Seicha. The Seicha which has the ability to develop a Yediyas Hashem. The Seicha which has the ability to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That is the part of a person which is separate from the Guf. The Guf itself is made up out of Arba Yisodot, the four foundations, which the Rambam explains man is based upon, man's body is based upon, but the nefesh, the tzelem elokim of the person, is the seicha. And therefore the Rambam says the most important thing is for the seicha of a person to develop an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in Perek Dalet, he gives this a nafkamina halacha l'maisa. The Rambam in Perek Dalet tells us, in Perek Dalet, halacha ches, Nefesh ko basar hu tzurato shenatano akel v'hadat hayitera metzuya b'nafsho shel adam hu tzurat ha'adam hashalem b'dato. What makes you into a person according to the Rambam? What makes you into a person is dat nechona, proper dat. Using your seichel, which is given to you in potential, and actualizing it through developing a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And remember, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing which really exists, independent of everything else, the only thing which gives you, and here the Rambam says, the only thing which gives you eternal existence is developing this Yediyas Hashem. If you develop this knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you will live forever. Why? Because your Tzelem Elokim, your Seichel, will be able to live for eternity. The Rambam, near the beginning of Moreh Nevuchim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Zayin, the Rambam says that if you have a person who does not develop his Tzelem Elokim, he doesn't use his Tzelem Elokim to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says he becomes worse than animals. Because animals don't have this Seichel, and because they don't have the Seichel, there's a limit to the amount of damage that they can cause. However, a person who misuses his Seichel, who misuses his Tzelem Elokim, is like an animal, but he's more dangerous than an animal. Because he has his Seichel, but it's misused. And therefore the Rambam says that over here, in Perek Dalet, that since the goal of existence is Yediyas Hashem, is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and living your life based upon that understanding, that is also your Tzelem Elokim, and that is what will give you an eternal existence, only if you succeed in knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of Perek Dalet, we saw the Rambam says, I'm only giving you the smallest amount of this. The Rambam also quotes the Gemara that some of these things cannot be taught in public. And therefore, the Rambam says, I'm only giving you the basis, but these are the Yisodei HaTorah, the basis of the Yisodei HaTorah. Perek Hei, the Rambam goes into the practical applications of knowing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the Rambam here describes the mitzvot of Yehareg Va'al Yavor. When does a person have to give his life in order not to violate an Avera? The Rambam describes three basic Avera, the big three, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Erayot, and Shfichut Damim. Now, without time to explain, the Rambam seems, based upon the Yerushalmi, to understand that the reason why these three Avera you have to give up your life for is because these three Avera a man doing is the ultimate Chilul Hashem. We just described who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and therefore the Rambam says, once you know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you're on the world, so the biggest mitzvah in the world is Kiddush Hashem. The biggest mitzvah is sanctifying the name of God, having the world understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and the worst thing in the world is Chilul Hashem. And according to the simple understanding of the Rambam, the one thing you have to do, there's really only one Avera, which is Yehareg Va'al Yavor, and that's Chilul Hashem. These three Avera, Gilui Erayot, Shfichus Damim, and Avodah Zarah, are Chilul Hashem, even in private. And because they're Chilul Hashem, even in private, therefore you can't do it if a non-Jew would come over to you and say, give up your life, or kill someone, do Avodah Zarah or Gilui Erayot, the person would have to give up his life. Why? Because it would be Mechal Shem Hashem. The Rambam then, later in the chapter, says that also a person cannot go and heal himself. If he's sick, he can't go and heal himself. If he is going to heal himself through Avodah Zarah, Gilui Erayot, Shfichus Damim. Here the Rambam quotes the limudim of the Gemara, the reasons why each one a separate limud, and the basic understanding of the Rambam when it comes to Avodah Zarah seems to be as follows. The Rambam understood that even in the greatest position of tzar, even when a person is in the greatest amount of pain possible, a person still has to be moser nafsho and b'chol nafshecha afilu notelas nafshecha and avas Hashem. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he described earlier, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even under the circumstances when he feels an extreme amount of pain. And therefore, even when a person is sick, a person has to give up his life. But according to the Rambam, that's a different obligation to when a non-Jew comes over to you. And therefore, the Rambam has differences. What happens if you end up, let's say, doing the Avodah Zarah instead of getting killed? If a goy comes to you, the Rambam says that you'd still be patur from a punishment. But if you do Avodah Zarah when you're sick in order to save your life, the Rambam says you're going to be punished. Why? Because they're two separate obligations. But when all is said and done, the Rambam here describes Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, and adds on to Chil Hashem when a tzaddik, someone who is mefursam de chassidus, the Rambam adds, when he goes and performs an Avera publicly, so therefore, or he does something which doesn't seem to be proper, then he is punished as well. That is Perek Hei of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. Perek Vav goes into Shemul Hashem. We just described Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, sanctifying the name of God and desecrating it. The Rambam here describes what are the different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what are the halachot associated with them, not erasing the names, not destroying things connected to the names, etc. The Rambam in Perek Zayin develops something which is very close to the Rambam part. And the fact that the Rambam develops this is one of the Yisodi Amunah, as he says here. Yisodi Adat, Leida Shahakel Minavei Et Adam. It's one of the fundamentals of faith. The Rambam has two of the Ikari Amunah are connected to Nevuah. Nevuah and Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, Nevuah's Perek Zayin, Nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu is Perek Chet. To understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nevin. And this is important. The animamin that we say, many people say at the end of Damin, animamin b'muna shleimu, shedivrei nevim emes. Shekol divrei nevim emes. The words of the nevim are true. However, a simple reading of the Rambam, as the Sefer Evan Shasiya points out, simple understanding of the Rambam is, that's not the Ikra Emunah. The Ikra Emunah is that God speaks to people. That God speaks to nevim. And therefore, according to the Rambam, a Navi has to be someone special. According to the Rambam, in order to be a Navi, in order to be able to be Zohar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you, what do you need? You need to develop yourself, to develop your character. And the Rambam goes and describes that if you reach a certain height of understanding, there's a transformation. V'nehefachto le'ish acher, as the Pasuk says. You become somebody different. And the Rambam describes this in similar terms to what he described in Hilchot Shmita V'Yovel to someone who dedicates his life to Talmud Torah. There's a transformation in who you are. And you become a Navi. Now, in truth, the Rambam says, you work hard enough, you get Ruach HaKodesh. That seems to be a given. But afterwards, to become a Navi, you have to work very hard. And it's up to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. HaKodesh Baruch Hu will decide if he wants you as a Navi or he doesn't. But the Rambam understands that Nevi'im are HaKodesh Baruch Hu speaking directly to man in the world, man who makes himself deserving of such. And then the Rambam understands, but still, despite the fact that they're Nevi'im, there are differences between regular Nevuah and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And here the Rambam in Perek Chet speaks about, at the end of Perek Zayin, discusses the differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and the other Nevi'im, and in Perek Chet he defines why exactly we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is of a totally new level. And here the Rambam says something very important. The Rambam says the miracles that Nevi'im use in order to prove their authenticity, those miracles are not really why you believe in a Navi. Because anytime you believe in something based upon miracles, yesh belibo dofi. A person says in the back of his mind, maybe he's just a magician. Maybe he's just able to do these wild things. And therefore the Rambam says, that's not the basis of our emunah, especially in Moshe Rabbeinu. And he quotes what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning bush. He said, Tavduna telokim ala harazeh. The Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, when are they going to believe me? And in essence, according to the Rambam, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, they're really only going to know your truth at Ma'amad Har Sinai. When they see me talk directly to you on Ma'amad Har Sinai, then they're going to know, V'gam v'chaya aminu la'olam. And here they'll have not only a knowledge, but something beyond basic knowledge. And the Rambam says a very interesting thing, just Derech Agav. The Rambam says that the same way that you act based upon a Navi, when the Navi brings you signs, brings you miracles, is not because you know it's true, but it's similar to the fact that you act based upon two Edom in court, al pishnayim Edom yakum davar. The Rambam seems to understand just because two Edom went and said something doesn't mean it's necessarily true. However, the Torah says, act upon it. Same thing with Navi. The basic Navi you act upon after he proves himself through magic, even if you don't know 100% that he's true. Moshe Rabbeinu, we knew 100% he was true. And because Moshe Rabbeinu, we knew 100% he was true, therefore, Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, and the whole Torah which is predicated upon Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, can never be undone. Because Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu can never be beaten. And then the Rambam goes on to discuss the basic halachot of a Navi, when a Navi, what happens to a Navi who violates his own mitzvot, etc. And the Rambam describes at the end of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Yud, there you see the Rambam brings in the word Emunah as well. He speaks about Emunah and Yidiyah. Earlier the Rambam didn't, here the Rambam does, and speaks about acting al pi Navi, etc. And he finishes off, Me'achar shenoda sheze Navi, ya'aminu v'yedu ki Hashem b'kirbam, v'lo yaharu v'lo yachshavu acharav. The Rambam seems to understand that there's a purpose in having a Navi amongst the Jewish people, that a Navi allows a person to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst them. That is the basics of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. Hilchot Deot, which is much quicker, Hilchot Deot, the Rambam here, at the beginning, describes 11 mitzvot. Now what's most important about Hilchot Deot is the beginning. Hilchot Deot seemingly does not only mean. Deot in general we think of as opinions, etc. in modern Hebrew. The Rambam Deot Harbe, the Rambam seems to say the best word in Hebrew is tchunot, characteristics of a person, attributes of a person. Deot Harbe yesh l'chol Adam, ve'echad mibnei Adam, the Rambam says that everybody is born with different facets of his mind. And because everyone is born with different facets of his mind, therefore each person has developed himself uniquely, but based upon the same exact characteristics which make him who he is. And the Rambam understands in a somewhat radical way that the basis of how a person lives his life is based upon what he refers to as the Derech Yishara, the straight path, which is taking what some call the middle path, though it's not exactly that, but basically developing an understanding of who he is, the different parameters of existence, what's good for him, and following what he calls the Derech Hashem. And the Rambam describes that this Derech Hashem, this is what the Avot learned. When the Avot were learning Torah, when Yaakov Avinu was sitting in Yeshiva Chaim Ve'Ever, what was he learning for all that time? The Rambam seems to understand that they learned Derech Hashem. They learned the ways of God. They learned the attributes of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world and how that's based upon. And the Rambam develops that this is the ultimate mitzvah, which according to the Rambam is a major part of Jewish life called V'halachta B'Drecha. Walking in the ways of God. The Torah in a number of places uses different terms of the halachta bedrachav, walking in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, even though the Torah does this in numerous places, the Rambam specifically took the term the halachta bedrachav, which in the Torah doesn't even seem to be a tzivu, it doesn't seem to be a command, and the Rambam used this as the basis of all of Jewish morality. Creating a virtuous personality. Making yourself into not only a person who is mekayim mitzvot, but a person who has transformed himself based upon his understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam says, these are the deot, this is the path that a person is supposed to try to create. And the Rambam in Perek Bet describes that people, the same way that you could be physically sick, a person could be spiritually sick. A person could have sick attributes. He could be living his life based upon gava and ta'ava, etc. And therefore, he develops a unhealthy existence. And therefore, part of the path is halacha bet of perek bet, v'ketzad hi refuatam. How do you go and heal yourself of these bad attributes, these bad character traits? According to the Rambam, the essence of Judaism is not only in action, it's in who you are, who you define yourself. And therefore, you have to make yourself into a godly personality. The Rambam in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah spoke about that Tzelem Elokim is the seichel of a person. The seichel of a person is to guide a person to living his life where he transforms his whole existence to someone who is a walking Tzelem Elokim, modeling his life after the attributes that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with people. And the Rambam describes what these attributes are. And in Perek Gimel, he gives the knockout. The knockout is Hamahalech, that a person should realize that there are certain midot which at the same time are just not healthy under any conditions, but most midot, even that at first glance seem to be bad, at some points are good and important, and therefore a person has to create the proper balance. Perek Gimel Halacha Bet, Tzarech HaAdam Sheyechavin Komat Kulam Kidei Leidas Hashem. Again, the Rambam repeats that the focus of your existence should be to understand God, Baruch Hu Bavad. And how do you do that? You want it to be that your existence 24/7 at every point in life is directed towards knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you do such a thing? So the Rambam says, this is the secret of Hilchot Deot. This is the secret of living your life based upon these characteristics. If you develop this godly personality, so then what happens? Yeshifto v'kumo v'diburo akol u'umat ze'adavar. Everything you do, whether you're sitting down, whether you're standing up, whether you're eating, etc., the Rambam says, you will be able to direct towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because everything you will be doing is based upon the knowledge that this is what's necessary to be the ideal human being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be. And in Halacha Gimli says, "Amanig atmo apia refua im sama libo sheir kol gufa vevarim shleimim chazakim bilvad shu obanim osim alachto v'amelin sarko inzu derchto." What should a person do? Yasi malibo sheir gufo shalim chazak kedei sheir nafsho yishar el adasas Hashem. You need a healthy body because a person's neshama, his nefesh, can only accomplish what his body enables him to do. And therefore, you have to be healthy in order to know God, because it would be impossible to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu if all day you're sick. And therefore, the Rambam says, if you walk in this path, the middle path, if you walk in this Derech Hashem, what happens? Nimsa ma'alech b'derech zu kol yom av kulon ovedas Hashem tamid. You serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly, every day, even when you're doing work, even when you're eating, etc. And the Rambam concludes, "V'hu sha'amar Shlomo v'chachmaso." This is what Shlomo, the wisest of men, said. "V'chol d'rachel da'ehu, v'hu yasher urchosach." The Rambam says, "V'chol d'rachel da'ehu" is the ability to be connected to God at every moment of your existence. And how does that happen? If you succeed in Yediyas Hashem, you succeed in Yediyas Hashem is again not just knowledge, but intimacy, intimate knowledge, which affects the life and affects the person that you are. That means that anything a person knows, a person has to look to try to understand how that will become part of my personality. And the Rambam, therefore, the rest of Hilchot Deot is very basic, nafkamino. Once you understand that this is the basis of life, so therefore, you have to have a healthy existence. Perek Revi, Ho ve'yod ha'guf bari v'shalim midarech Hashem hu. It's midarech Hashem. It's v'alachta b'drachav, to live a healthy existence. So therefore, you have to make sure you don't become sick. And the Rambam speaks about, based upon the science of the day and the bodies of the day, what was a healthy existence then, but applies even in our day and age. Being healthy, not having too much junk food, it says, it's not halacha maisa, so. But, I'm not saying it's not halacha maisa, I'm saying this. Shir is not halacha maisa, it's definitely halacha maisa. The Rambam says, Mar Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Mar Nevuchim, a very important thing. The Rambam says that people complain about all the bad in the world. But let's go look and break down what the bad is. He said, there are certain bads which come directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be it an earthquake, etc. But he says, when all is said and done, how many people die from earthquakes and the like? How many people die from natural disasters? At some points it's a lot of people, but overall it's a small percentage of the people who die in the world. And then, the next level of bad is bad that one man does to another man. And these are the wars, etc., and they take many more people and take the natural disasters, etc. And this is basically man being bad to man. But he said the worst bad in the world, and what causes the most damage and what kills the most people, is? Very good. Man to himself. When man hurts himself, and he goes on and describes people who live unhealthy existences, either in their mitos, or in their way of eating, or drinking, or smoking, whatever it may be, those people, that's most of the bad is self-inflicted bad. And therefore he says, don't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. So says the Rambam. This is the base of the Rambam Hilchot Deot. And the Rambam in Perek Chamishi describes that Chachamim, Tamidei Chachamim, have to be involved in this on a different level. A Chacham has to be Nikar b'chachmaso uvedeosav, who moved up. The Rambam quoting Yochel Shmita V'Yovel himself, that he has to be separate. A Tamei Chacham has to be separate. And the Rambam says he has to be Nikar B'Masav, B'Machol, Mashkil, B'Yilaso, etc. Every part of his daily routine has to be different. Now the Rambam here describes also B'Malbusho, in his clothes. What's that mean? If you look here at the beginning, you'd think that a Tamei Chacham should dress differently. The Rambam later in the parak, when describing the Malbush of a Tamei Chacham, says he shouldn't have stains, etc. In the beginning of the Rambam, it would seem that maybe the Tamei Chacham should wear a frack. To be end of the Rambam, it seems possibly it's sufficient that his clothes be clean. Not getting into it. Halacha Tet. I'll just share you a little story. The story of Chaim Zimmerman, who is not related to me, or I'm not related to him. Chaim Zimmerman was supposedly a very big genius, but at the same time was a little bit of a controversial figure. You know, Rosh Yeshiva Skokie at one point. So Chaim Zimmerman had a longish hair. So someone came to him with this Rambam and said to him, and he was supposed to be a massive Tamei Chacham. So someone came to him and said, how can you have long hair? The Rambam, explicit, quoted from the Gemara, Tamei Chacham must be Nikar, Bisa'aro, etc. So he said, exactly. He said, all these people are walking around dressed like Rosh Yeshiva, and they're Amoratzin. So they all have to dress different. So it's nothing to do with Halacha Maisa. Something to think about, Talmud Chacham, which I'm sure all of you guys are striving to be, has to. Huh? And the Rambam at the end of the Perek says that this affects itself, and this is the most important thing for anyone who plans on going into business. Masa umatana shel tamidei chacham be'emes u'benim. This affects itself in the business dealings of a Talmud Chacham, etc. A Talmud Chacham has to be true to himself, whether it be business world or everything else. In Perek Vod, the Rambam goes on to describe that because people have deod, and because people are affected by their environment, therefore a person has to surround himself by tamidei chachamim and tzaddikim, the mitzvah of ledarsho bo, right? And the person has to develop a connection with them and speak to them and realize that whatever environment they find themselves in, and obviously affects what decisions they make, what environments to put themselves in, the environments are going to affect a person. And the Rambam goes on to describe that besides this, there's a mitzvah of the Ahavterecha Kamocha, of Avas Hager, and the Rambam here describes his understanding, Lo Tisna Es Achicha Bilvavecha, Lo Tisna Es Achicha, don't hate your friend Bilvavecha, in your heart. What's that mean? So the Rambam has a unique shita. It means that if you go and you go to your friend and you say, I hate your guts, you're not over the Yisr of Lo Tisna Es Achicha Bilvavecha. But if you keep it inside and you don't tell him, then you're over the Yisr of Lo Tisna. Why? The Rambam says you're over other Isurim. If you go and you punch a guy and you say, I hate your guts, you're not over Lo Tisna Es Achicha Bilvavecha. What are you over? Lo Yosef, not to hit someone. But you're not over Lo Tisna. But if you keep it inside and you go and you smile to him and you make him think that you're his best friend, then you're over the Isur. What's the Hezber? The Yad Aktana explains the Rambam very simply. If you keep your anger inside, you let it bottle up inside of you, what's going to happen? You're going to develop such an enmity and such a hatred that it's going to know no bounds. And he quotes the pasuk of Sitma from this week's parsha, from the brothers to Yosef. Because the brothers kept it inside, therefore it developed into a hatred which was much greater. And therefore sometimes a person, in the proper way, has to voice his frustration with someone else rather than keep it inside. And the Rambam says you have to treat Yitomim va'almanot properly. And Perek Zayin, the final Perek of Hilchot Deot, the Rambam goes into the Isra of Lashon Hara and Yechilus. And the Rambam describes how a person has to keep his mind straight, but also his speech, and how damaging a person could be. And then he concludes with Nokem V'Noter, taking revenge or holding a grudge. Both of them, which are also signs of a person who lacks the proper midot. So basically, just in all, the Rambam begins Yesod HaTorah, which begins the Mishnah Torah with the understanding, begins and ends the Mishnah Torah with the requirement of Yediyas Hashem, of living your life based upon knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, developing that understanding. But the Rambam doesn't leave it as an intellectual thing, but it's something which transforms the person who you are. It allows you to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love Him, to have this taiva, to know more, and affects your character, where you become a godly individual, developing your characteristics, your character traits, along with your knowledge. And when all of you guys become these Hamidei Chachamim with long hair or whatever it is, you guys will have set the path for bringing us to Yemos HaMashiach with Yediyas Hashem in the whole world.